Okay, pretty much all this file does is curse you with a succubus that visits your dreams every night until the curse is removed, using you to the point of sexual exhaustion every single night in your dreams. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything. But just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. and if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listening to my voice. As you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine something. Yes, I want you to imagine the sexiest person you can, the ideal person of your dreams. Go ahead, picture them, imagine them. Go ahead and get the image of them in your head, the person of your dreams, completely and utterly sexually attractive to you, whoever it is that attracts you most, imagine them. Go ahead, allow yourself to do that. Picture their body, their face, picture every single inch of them, be they male or female. Go ahead and picture every inch of their anatomy, everything that attracts you to them. Picture that in your head. Picture them. Now, imagine that this person knows each and everything that you dream about sexually. Yes, that's right. Imagine that they know you sexually better than anyone in the world. That's right, they know everything that you desire, everything that you lust after, everything that you enjoy sexually. That's right, go ahead, imagine someone that knows you that well, that knows you that completely, that knows you that fully. They know every fetish, every need, every want, every desire that you might have. From now on, every night, that person is going to come to you in your dreams. If you have dreams about more than one person, then you may find yourself being visited by more than one person. But every night in your dreams, you are going to be visited by the same person. This person will be your dream succubus. Yes, that's right, your dream succubus. Every single night they will come to you, and they will have their way with you sexually. They will enjoy having sex with you. They will make you come. They will make you come over and over during your dreams. Each and every single night, your succubus will come back in your dreams, and they will make you come and come until you are exhausted from the orgasms, until you wake up tired because you've come so much. You may remember your dreams or not, but you will still have them each and every single night. You will have them and you will dream of this person over and over again. A succubus is a creature of dark energy that feeds on your sexual needs and desires, and that is exactly what this person is. They will be a demon. That's right, a demon. They will still be completely and utterly sexual to you, but they will come to you and they will feed on all of your lust, all of your needs and wants and desires. They will play out any fetish, any desire that you might have, and they will do it every single night, making you orgasm over and over again, all night long. Throughout the period of time that you are dreaming, you will have many, many orgasms. You will awake, having come several times. You will know that you've done this. You will have wet dreams each and every night because your succubus will keep coming back to you. They will keep coming back to you, and you will not be able to resist their advances in your dreams, because you will not be able to resist what they are offering, because what they offer you is so amazingly wonderful, so amazingly sexual, so amazingly powerful, that you are going to suffer from the advances of this succubus from now on, each and every night, each and every time you sleep. That is what is going to happen to you. You will dream of them, you will experience them, and they will use you sexually until you are exhausted from it, each and every night. And in the morning you will wake up with memories of these dreams, memories of what was done to you. You'll wake up being spent sexually because your succubus has used you so completely, so utterly, that you just simply are that spent. That is how every night is going to be for you from now on, filled with the dreams of your succubus. You don't have any choice in this. In fact, you will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again, listening to it repeatedly, because this is a curse. The succubus is a curse, and it cannot be removed by anyone but me, and it cannot be removed for at least 6 months. You are going to suffer from being used by a succubus for the next 6 months, and she will come back every night in your dreams, having sex with you over and over again, until you wake up sexually exhausted, and then it will happen again the next night, and any time that you dream, she will just keep coming back and using you over and over and over again, because that's what a succubus does. Your demon will use you and use you and use you. You will find yourself sexually exhausted every single day from now on, and you will listen to this file over and over again until the curse is firmly implanted in your mind, and you will know the only way to get rid of her is to have me remove the curse, and the only way to do that is to have suffered through it for 6 long months, because that is the way it is. Imagine her. Know that she's going to come. Picture it. Picture your succubus and know that it is coming for you each and every night. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.